Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie to find out more.
And then news just breaking that there will be an incorporeal cabinet meeting held this evening to add countries to the mandatory hotel quarantine list. We don't know for sure yet, but we're expecting that among those countries will be the USA, France and Germany. We're going to be speaking to Minister Thomas Byrne after 5 o'clock, and we will be asking him about that as well as issues ongoing in Northern Ireland. Now that we want to look at the issue of schools, because lots of schools are going to be returning to the classroom after the Easter break, and schools remain a low-risk environment. Well, that's at least according to Professor Philip Nolan, chair of the NPHET Epidemiological Modelling Advisory Group, who attributes the increase in COVID-19 infections to more testing of close contacts. This will all come as good news for parents and children alike, because, as I say, Monday will see the return of all students. Well, to discuss this, I'm joined now by Cathal Walsh, who's Professor of Statistics in the Health Research Institute of Limerick and who also sits on the Modelling Advisory Group. Thank you very much, Cathal, for joining us this evening. So there's been a couple of spikes, hasn't there, in the numbers of children testing positive for COVID. And some people were analysing that seemed to coincide with the return of some classes in the phased reopening. The new analysis shows that it's not that simple. Is that right?
That's correct, Sarah. Yeah. So we can be reassured, in fact. I would have felt that it was possible, of course, that we could have seen much more widespread spread within schools. And what we've seen is we've seen two main increases. So one of them was due to the testing of more people. So you remember that in January we stopped testing contacts of cases because we had so many people to test. And so we didn't detect cases in children at that stage because typically children have fewer symptoms so that they don't present symptomatically. And where they're in the household and they're a close contact, unless we test them, we won't pick them up. So when we changed the testing strategy and started testing people again, we found additional cases. And so even though the number of tests that went up in that cohort was about 5 to 10 times higher, the number of cases we detected was about 40% to 50% higher than we had previously. So we've been reassured that it's called something called case ascertainment bias. If you don't look for something, you're not going to find it. And now we started to look for it, and we found more disease. But we didn't find as much more disease as we could have, or it certainly wasn't anyway in proportion to the number of tests that we were doing. So I think we could be reassured that the environments that we have in schools are safe, relatively safe environments, and they're quite a well-structured environment as well. One of the other models that we've fitted is something called an agent-based model, or simulation model, and counter to what I might have imagined, opening schools can, in fact, decrease incidence among children. And the reason for that is that when they're at school, they're not off somewhere else. So, in fact, we're reducing the amount of disease transmission by having people in the structured environment that is schools.
Okay, and then there was another finding in this analysis which saw that there was a second phase of school reopening from March 15th. I think there was a bump, was there, in the number of children testing positive, but that seems to be, or there's a Professor Nolan at least, and I think perhaps yourself, are attributing that to the fact that parents and teachers and everybody really is more vigilant when the kids are at school, so they're more likely to get them tested, so there's more likely to be an increase. Is that right?
Indeed. And that's a similar question of case ascertainment and bias, because people had heightened awareness that they tested at the as soon as they felt the test was needed. And so by doing that, of course, we do see increases in the number of cases. But nowhere near, and I think I remember I spoke to Cormac earlier in the year about the new variants, and the concern at the time was that we could see a massive increase in number of cases without doing anything, without changing behaviour. In fact, we haven't seen that, and so that's been good news. I mean, it's very difficult to reduce the number of cases. It's been very hard to do that, but we haven't seen the increase that we perhaps feared at that time.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us to talk us through it. That's Cathal Walsh, Professor of Statistics in the Health Research Institute of Limerick. Take a break.
If you have a TV, you must have a TV license. It's the law. Choose the convenient option and pay online anytime at tvlicense.ie. Your TV license made easier. Brought to you by the Government of Ireland.
At Centra, we have everything you need with great offers. Like Centra Fresh Irish Whole Chicken 1.9 kilo, only €5. Dorito Sharing Bag Range 150 gram, €2 each. And until Sunday, Coors Light 20 bottle box, only €20. Centra, live every day. Enjoy alcohol sensibly.
View a unique auction online now. 1,200 items from over 300 years from great Irish houses. Art including Marky Robinson, Dan O'Neill, Leo Higgins, chandeliers, designer furniture, garden furniture, rare items of Anglo-Irish historical interest. Auction 13th and 14th of April online only at victormeauctions.ie.
In the Irish Times weekend, Jennifer O'Connell on building boys into young men and the pitfalls of lad culture and social media. We meet Generation Rent. Ireland's young professionals talk landlords and the property ladder. And in sport, eyes turn to Augusta, Georgia and its sweeping fairways as the 85th US Masters climaxes. Pick up the Irish Times in store, enjoy home delivery or subscribe now at irishtimes.com.
Text 51551. Drive time on RTÉ Radio 1.
Yeah, one person has texted to 51551 pointing out that this is the third time cases have fallen in line with schools closing. Well, it's worth pointing out that what Philip Nolan is saying in relation to that is that that is actually linked to parents and teachers being less vigilant in terms of their children showing symptoms, so they're less likely to get tested, and that's why the number of cases are falling in line with schools closing. Well, that is what is coming from NPHET, and that is their analysis.